It's a wall, 10 foot from tall, in between two chatzeres. Then we make a kaisel with sulam roch of arva, the chen can have chatzer with hashlir. He put a ladder, which is 4 foot wide, on both sides of the wall. A few lengths of lom is there, can I get there, even if they're not exactly opposite one another. In ein by name shloisha chashiv kipesa, it's less than 3 foot between the two of them, then it's considered an opening. So the rule is that if you have a wall between two chatzeres, you can't make one erev chatzeres for the two of them. If it's a Pesach, it's between the two of them, then you can, if you want, make one erev for both of them. So not only is a Pesach by you making a breach in the wall, but putting ladders on both sides of the wall, and in fashion they can go up one side and go down the other side, as long as they're within 3 tefach of one another, considered Pesach. If they're more than 3 tefachim away from each other, im b'kais l'rochav arba, if the width of the wall is 4 tefachim, so then you can climb to the top and then walk across to the other side till you get to the wall, then it's also considered a Pesach. Im eino l'rochav arba lo chashiv Pesach, since it's too narrow on top and one is far away from the other, we can't expect you to walk from one layer to the next. And it's considered that the wall is sealed. Beis sula amru, what type of sula and what type of ladder is good for this. Shriach by Abba Shlivas. It has to have at least 4 rungs. Abba Bachzimikan, look, if it's less than 4 rungs, it is not considered Pesach because Rashi says that it's a light ladder and it's easy to take it away and it's not considered part of the wall. Elam Kinzuri, I used to have Shlivas of Kvetis, unless the sides and the rungs are heavy. Exactly what's a share being heavy, it doesn't say. It has to be unusually heavy. The fact that it's heavy, that's when you leave it in place. If the wall is only 10 tefachim tall, now you put a ladder which is a little bit more than 7 tefachim and more than 4 tefachim wide near the kaisel. It's also matter bein l'shtam shalov, bein l'orav yachad. You could use the top of it, or you could also be ma'ariv to both sides, and have the ladder go all the way to the top. It has to go within 3 tefachim of the top. If you want to make it as an opening to use both sides, you'd have to have ladders on both sides. Okay, so the bottom line is that it has to be within 3 tefachim of the top. So if you put it on a slant, then you can have less than, if it's only 7 in mashu, then it's going to be more than 3 tefachim away. So that's the Mishnah Berurah brings in Ma'amodcher. It says in such a case, you're putting out a slant, it has to be more than 7 tefachim of mashu. The bottom line is it has to be within 3 tefachim of the top. If he took off a brick on the top of the wall, so in that area it's less than 10 tefachim tall. It also, once part of the 4 tefachim width of the kaisel is less than 10 tefachim tall, that's as if there's no wall in that area, and if we can make an area between the two sides, or that side could be mishtamish on the kaisel. The question is that if he took off the chuli from both completely through and through, so basically that area now, if it's 9 tefachim tall, nice and 9 tefachim tall for both sides, so why should it be permitted for one side to use it? Now it's equally Roy Lashimash for both sides, and it should be back to the problem of the area that's chotzer or area which is shy to both sides. And you're going to have to say that for one side to Mishtam Shakal Kaisis, you're going to have to say that's not a case where only part of the thickness of the wall to less than 10 tefachim. That would help for him to use it. In order to make an area from both sides together, you have to make it less than 10 tefachim through and through. And aim by Abba, if this area that you lowered it is less than 4 tefachim wide, that's insignificant and it's not considered Pesach. To make air together, the chenim is more l'shtamish b'chol ha'kaisel. Also, that side can't use the whole kaisel based on this small area. Chenim b'shtamish al kenegin mokim shenismayet. That side can use the area which is less than 4 tefachim wide, and it's less than 10 tefachim tall for him. But it doesn't give him the choice to use the entire top of the kaisel.